Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Night of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Says it's recording.
Hey, anyone want to attempt a summary from last time?
We were not on fire.
Does it involve Atomic Highway?
We saved the brother from horrible death at the hands of a butcher named.
The surgeon in the shadows.
And then we defeated him, took all his stuff.
Yes.
There wasn't much there, but we took it anyway. We killed a bunch of other dudes. We started a taxi service. We went back home. We told the brother that he's being shipped out to my family's estate out in the middle of Podunkville.
And, you know, where it's on fire.
Yep. And then we were going to visit... What? We're going to visit someplace.
We were going to go check on the lawyer, and I was going with you, and we were going to go to Delver Square afterwards and check out the shop to see if that kid was there. Check in the library to see if we knew anything about the
library.
And I think we were going to the apartments.
I talked to the crazy flying guys trying to get a job.
They might.
You guys remember who you were hitting with, though? I don't remember who I was going with.
I was ministering. Yeah, those two were ministering, and you two were going to Good Eats.
Oh, that's right. Going to Good Eats to deliver the delivery.
You were going with him.
Right, we're going to Good Eats.
I asked you to go with him.
Put a little bleach on
the kid. You'll be accused of being, demonic necromancers or,
yes,
as a party, as opposed to just him individually.
Yes. Solidarity, brother.
If I was an evil necromancer, I would be able to reanimate when I kill you. And if I kill you, you're just going to be a corpse.
Not so me. He said.
So you're saying he's just that? Evil.
All right.
Now,
why don't we deal with... let's deal with the brother first, shall we?
I thought that we did that last time.
No, we didn't.
We weren't able to ship them out yet.
We have to go to the lawyer to get money to ship them out.
Go to the lawyer and start making arrangements to get my brother out of town to your family.
My father's estate.
Your father's estate, wherever that is.
Oh, well, I don't know enough about the Tolis world, so it's out in Podunkville.
It's out in the lands on
it's
the
fire. It's in the wilds.
Yes, it's out somewhere.
It's out in the firelands.
They're very sad.
And I wish they could go to Tolis.
Actually, everybody out there has fire resistance. It's just as soon as you walk into Tolis, it goes away. And then you turn around and it comes back up.
Well,
except for you guys.
Yeah, except for us.
We've been cursed.
Yes.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
It sucks.
When you go against GM's will.
Yes.
It happens. Now that you bought this big old box set of Tolis, we're going to adventure outside the city.
Okay, so you guys head off to see the lawyer. The lawyer's guy, if you remember, his name is Sal Smuler. He's kind of this middle-aged, balding man. He's a little pudgy.
I don't remember that.
That's because it was probably over a year ago at this point that you actually met him.
Who are you? What's going on?
So you head over to the, you can head over to his office. His office is out in Old Town. And, you kind of roll on in, and his kind of attractive but scowling assistant is there. She looks up from what she's doing, and you come in. Scowls more, but she recognizes you.
What part does
she sighs? What?
I would like to talk to my attorney, please.
One minute. She runs in. Let's presumably she runs in. She runs to the back. Comes out. Go on in. See you now.
I'll go in.
Do you want me to wait out here?
No, you come in.
Okay, I'll come in.
Right. Beric. So, what can I do for you?
I need to make some arrangements to, I need to get some, we want to get tickets on an airship, right?
Yeah.
My brother has gotten himself into a spot of trouble. I'm looking at yes, but this is different kind of trouble.
Well, I admit that took longer than I thought it would.
Yes. I've been doing my best to keep him on the straight and narrow.
That's good.
There's some rather nasty people that might be looking for him, and I need to make arrangements to get him out of town. To get him out on an airship and to wherever the heck
sure
to go.
Well,
Podunkville.
That'll be a little expensive. I assume you've heard the rumors?
Probably, but that was a year ago at this point.
Are being hedged on by the...
yes, I bet you remember that.
The Army of Draka? Yeah. Well, their commissar has mobilized his men and they're getting the guns moved. The house, House Delmothan, is also on the defensive.
Yeah,
basically shut themselves off.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, sir. Well, we've got a few weeks, at least, until the army gets here. But, seats on airships are going to be going in three.
I understand that. It's very imperative that I get my brother out of town. I need to get him out of town in as fast as possible, in as surreptitious a mode as possible. As there may be some powerful individuals looking to get at me through him.
Okay. Well, it's about to be an airship. There's a caravan that
some goods are shipping out. There's a caravan. On that caravan, some of the goods are shipping out. We're shipping out some goods.
Well, you know my brother's proclivities.
Good point. If they put him in the airship, the worst he can do is fall to his own death.
True. I'm afraid if we put him on a caravan, there's going to be other elements around that he would be tempted by, and that would not be good.
You make a good point. All right. I'll see what I can do. Are you still staying with the temple?
Yes.
Is your brother staying there too?
Yes.
Or is he somewhere else?
I'm staying with the temple.
Make sure someone's there. I'll send a runner. I should have something for you later.
All right. Someone will be there.
All right.
My servant, Darish, will be there.
You hired a servant?
Not so much, no. It was a gift from Althamovian.
Keep that under wraps.
As we leave, he just opens his desk drawer, takes out the baby he was eating, and continues eating.
Yeah.
It's good for my finger.
He chops head off of a puppy.
Oh, we should,
That's his goat.
Oh, we should head to Delver Square and see if that kid is...
Has been horribly murdered yet?
Yeah.
We want to hit that library that's in Delver Square, too, anyways.
Yeah.
We'll head towards Delver Square.
Anything else going to Delver Square, or...
Where's Good Eats?
Oh, Good Eats is just off of Delver Square. It's around the river.
So I crack the whip and we go rampaging down the road.
All right.
At top speed.
Taser.
Every once in a while, I'll stop to pick up somebody.
Was it one of you picked up?
Yeah. You! You need a ride?
Not really.
Two coppers!
I don't have any money. I work for Scrooge.
Does he need a ride?
The place is hopping, but there are no Draka to be seen.
Yeah. I'm looking for Fane.
Okay.
Because they're the ones that run this place.
Yep. Well, you can find
them. So I'll take out something shiny.
All right. Well, they're there.
Oh, they're like hats!
Hey, you'd say good, probably 2/3 of
yes. So, okay. Yeah, we're stuff. I'm ministering.
All right, who's in charge?
I believe that was your buddy, whose name I don't remember right now. Because the parents died, and he took over.
So, buddy.
Yep.
Buddy dude.
Yeah, we
buddy wise. Buddy. Buddy.
Good to see you.
Buddy wife.
Where did the Draka gonna show up?
I don't know who you are, but you seem to know who I am, and this appears to be Good Eats. How would you like to start?
I think it's the sign. Good is under one.
Yeah, Good Eats.
Right. Anyway, how would you like to start a delivery service?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You can't remember what you're going over there for, right?
Gotta give him a wagon.
No. Apparently not. Apparently you don't remember.
You're talking to Tim.
Does Sarek remember why you guys were going there?
No, I do not. Why
Jeremy doesn't remember why we're going over there.
We're going to ask the kids and him to keep an ear out and let us know anything.
Oh, yeah. But I got a 21 on my intelligence.
Baker Street, you ready first?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to start delivery service?
It's maybe.
Right.
Sure. It's real. That's.
Well, that's just part of the reason.
Do you like money?
I do like money.
And
I'm not going to be delivering the food.
Okay.
I'm giving you the cart.
Well, we have all these kids lying around here. We can probably make someone deliver.
You're not feeding people the kids. That's horrifying. You're delivering children. Bad thing! Bad! We need those children.
Oh, wait. Right. Doing the deliveries.
My friend is a little disturbed.
Little. Anyway, we need to have your delivery urgents.
I haven't started delivering anything yet.
All right, when they start delivering things,
right.
They need to be listening for secrets and such.
Well, that's a good listening. They mostly talk. Shut up! See?
You're playing it just like Rob did. That's awesome.
Right, they need to listen to any secrets and then tell us.
Hey, you kids, you know any secrets?
Please don't hit us!
Hey, little
bit. Right, end of days, chaos cults, they need to tell us. They hear anything about cults.
No, the only end of days thing I've been hearing about is his army. 50,000 Draka bearing down on us.
Right. So we need, news and stuff, and, kids that climb into everything and know stuff, so.
Would you give my friend here something to drink?
I'm not thirsty, it's okay.
I don't think we have anything that's fine.
I'm not worrying about this army. We have it on good authority that there's a mechanical Hydra out there.
It's on fire.
It's like, sweet!
Naturally, the Commissar has asked for dishing the Giants for aid, and the Giants have told him to fuck off.
Big surprise.
Right, so you guys can bring us any information, right?
Yeah, sure.
About this stuff.
You got it.
Right.
You can do that.
Anything else? Got the plan down?
Sure.
Barry, how much would we have had at our disposal to, I don't know,
paint
funds to grease said wheels?
I think Robin has all the money written down.
Well, we never split the money.
Yeah, we have.
Well, we gotta have these kids lying around here. We probably do something. Never really heard.
Right, now you have a wagon. And this is
a wagon?
Yeah.
Right here.
We'll pay them for information.
Is that blood?
We're not.
That's not blood, that's red paint.
I don't have the
It's not like blood.
You sure it's red paint?
Yes.
He likes it.
That's creepy.
Tastes a little like blood.
How do you know what blood tastes like?
Says the creepy dude on the other side of the bar. Yeah.
That liked to take out his dagger and try to scrape stuff off of the living wall.
Probably from the chicken. No, rat. It was a rat.
From the rat.
Yes.
Get a rat on a stick.
There was
rat
problems.
He's got a rat problem in a wagon.
Because the rat is right here.
Oh, look, it's burning.
I'd say we pay them depending on how good the information is.
Now, Beric said he would pay top dollar for information.
Right.
Good information. Like
top dollar.
Alright, you kids listening to that? I'll make sure they understand.
Right. So, tell me anything about what's the surgeon guy's name? Creepy surgeon.
Surgeon Shadow.
Yeah. If anything about that, he has folks.
You did not be around that guy. That's what I know about that.
Right. But if you hear anything else, if you hear anything about their brother,
I hear all kinds of things about their brother.
Wait,
any of them are true.
If we hear anything about Beric's brother, I'm coming to your father.
He hasn't been sent out there yet.
He's at the temple.
If you hear anything about Beric's brother,
in hiding.
I don't know.
In the future.
People are hunting him, or he's dead, or...
I mean,
name because Balthazar is one of the biggest crime families around here.
Alright.
I don't know what idiot
should that have. That major benefit will be safe.
It'd be nice to have a criminal organization always in favor.
Just saying.
You're not going to start leaving horse heads in people's beds, are you?
Maybe. Depends on the person. Depends on the horse.
That's more your ballywhack, Sam.
No. That's his horse.
What criminal organization?
Oh, no!
Like the mob.
So, right. Here's your wagon. Here's your horse.
A mobster's son has been infected.
If you need anything, we're at the temple. Have a nice day. See ya! I'll just take off.
Alright. Bye. Did you want dinner?
Yes, have it delivered to the temple.
You random child!
He's gonna go feed the demonic one his dinner.
What about it? Go give him some food.
Hey. I know he's in the...
So then off to
Dover Square.
Dover Square. What are you doing first?
We're stopping by that store to check to see if Mark's there.
He is in fact not there.
How far is Goody's from Dover Square?
Not too far.
So I'm just going to stand.
I'll ask the store owner if he's heard from him.
Stand on a corner and wait.
No, not he left his thing last night.
Didn't show up this morning.
Yeah, he hasn't been here. Not yet.
Was he supposed to come in today?
Yeah, he should be in. He should be in every day.
Okay.
You seen him?
Not since yesterday. He may have got himself into some trouble. We'll see if we can find him for you.
Eric, let's go get a drink.
All right.
And then we're going to go to the Delvers.
I know a bar around here, which is really tasty.
Well, I'm gonna stop in the Delvers building as well, because I need to exchange out some items that I feel are not...
Okay. I'll be at that creepy bar over there, and I'll point to the wizard one.
Okay.
And then swoop over there.
All right, so you're going to hang out at the wizard bar.
I'm actually going to try to... Around
you mean the burning skull over there?
No, the one next to that.
It's actually quite a pleasant place, but it's the main bar.
Full of weird people. Full of crazy.
So it's Max.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you're going to Wizard Bar, or you're going to...
Well, yeah, it's his turn.
Yeah. Like I said, we're just...
All right.
And if you see the others, call them on up.
Okay.
So we can board up the door and burn it down?
Yeah, I'll tell them where you're at.
No burning down! The place is full of mages. They get irritated by that.
Nobody likes to be on fire.
Just ask anyone outside at all.
Yes.
It's kind of toasty out here.
You're getting used to it.
Even the water's on fire.
It's not bad.
Come on, man.
You're going to have an iced tea.
It's all fine.
The crops are on fire.
It's raspberry.
Raspberry.
It's plain.
All right. So, off to Delver Square. Yep. Off to the Delver's Guild.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys want to get done at Delver's Guild?
You flash your library card. Me? Or you flash your librarian?
See, the librarian looks distinctly unimpressed and lets you...
Yeah, I get it.
Nothing I haven't seen before.
Pretty much. Yeah, whatever. Look, unless it's wielding a weapon.
It's attempting to most people.
Alright, so what do you want to find out at the library?
I think we're looking up information. We're trying to find some.
Kaleidoscope Temple.
Okay. Yeah. And the Temple of the Black Hand.
Yeah.
Give me history rolls.
They're running around the room. It's good for Mark.
What do you mean? History?
What do you got?
Endurance?
intimidate?
Religion?
Yes, intimidate.
Intimidate the librarians.
Oh, intimidate the books.
Perception?
Tell me!
Thievery? Stealth?
It's awesome that I'm the one with history, and I appear to be drinking.
Yes. So you can be a history role and a religion role.
Both of us, like, but each give us two roles, history and
yes,
religion?
One history, one religion.
History, a mighty 7. Religion, a mighty 26.
Nothing.
Okay.
I'm like, these are books! I think!
You don't find
not
any mention
book,
of the Glasgow
not
Temple.
Book,
any.
Not a comic book.
No picture.
No picture.
You do find information on the Temple of the Ebon Hand.
Is it the Ebon Temple of the Ebon Hand?
Yes. The, Now, you can't read that. It's too far away. So.
Yeah.
If the book is written in that script, and it's that small,
let's see. Followers of the Ebon Hand revere deformity and mutation, referring to things to such things as quote the touch of the Ebon Hand. The church's symbol is depicted as a black palm print. Most members of the church are deformed in some way. If they were not deformed naturally, they seek mutation or mutilation through physical or magical means. Many members also have a temple symbol on them somewhere, either as a tattoo or a charm, or even just something embroidered in their clothes. Priests wear red robes with black gloves. They have a small temple in the northwestern section of the Temple District, right on Tariff Road. I believe your temple is kind of... is basically nowhere near that.
Yeah.
Rumor has it that the temple is on the verge of being banned. The church is said to harbor degenerates and encourage wrongdoings of the highest order. Members have been suspected of being involved in many kidnappings and murders, but nothing has yet been proven. The temple itself insists that it is a charitable organization that helps those blessed with the touch of the Ebon Hand. The high priest is a man named Malek Jabim.
We've heard of
M-A-L-E-K.
What's his last name?
Jabimal. J-A-B-I.
Jabimal.
And there really isn't anything listed in. I mean, this is kind of what you get from kind of talking to other people who are there. Really, the library for the Delvers Guild is really for, essentially for mass.
Are there other libraries in town, like a history type library?
There is, yes.
Where is
it? You have, in fact, been there. So you know exactly where it is.
You should retrieve Tim and go there.
Hello, people.
Hello. Is the city on fire now?
He's over here at the Wizard's Bar.
I think we're going to have to go to the regular library.
Let's go fetch him. You sure we don't want to board it up and burn it down while Tim's in there?
Tempting, but no. Tim still will respect the guy. We'll go get him. There's still hope for
him.
I'm trying to...
And even though the rat thing was disgusting and disturbing, it did find Callus.
Eric, when I'm in the bar, I'm trying to... chit-chat with some of the mages to see if I can get any information on the best place to get minions.
Best place to get minions.
I know some of these mages have some sort of minions.
Minions?
And I want to know where and how. And what. I need some, you know, like the little... Well, I need a couple that I can just yell at, because everybody needs those. Then a couple to up around, like with the alchemy stuff. You know, nothing... Maybe to guard the house.
There are lots of street urchins.
I would feel somewhat bad if one of them caught on fire.
Only somewhat.
You could take a couple of those children.
He's got extras.
Yeah.
They're coming out of his ears.
Do they know your name?
You can have a look at me in apprentice.
Actually, I am kind of looking for an apprentice, too.
You are looking for an apprentice?
I am. I'm starting to. But I also want minions.
Really, he wants minions.
What kind of minions are you after?
Redheaded stepchildren that he can pay
for.
Pay?
Well, because you can hire men.
No, that's silly.
Well, anything else would be, well, slavery.
No, not at all. We could create them.
You could create homunculus.
That would work.
Like homunculus.
What that mage said! Buy him a drink, someone! That's not me.
It's because I pinch my penny.
Allow me to have any of the funds.
Well, you don't trust me after I gambled it all.
There are rituals that summon a few things. Such things tend to be taxed, of course. There are goblins in the city.
Sweet sheep. Where do we get those?
Well, they're around. They tend to also live in sewers with rats.
Just put out some goblin food.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay,
it's really not difficult to find goblins. It can be difficult to keep them.
That's the problem.
Generally, as long as you feed them, they'll pretty much give you one.
I hear they like cake. Especially chocolate cake.
Someone buy that lady a drink. You! You seem rich. She seems parched. It's a perfect match.
Kismet.
Look, lady, you got a glass arm and you're on fire. I'm not buying you a drink.
I have a glass arm.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Crap.
That's not glass. It's crystal.
Look, whatever. I'm not buying you a drink. I want to find out what other parts are crystal. Give me one.
Whoa! Wrong conversation. I'm going to be over here. And also, I'll kind of mosey about and see if there's any, like, you know... Well, I am looking kind of for an apprentice.
I hear goblins work for cheap.
Yes, you guys show up to be two goblins dressed in butler outfits.
Goblins, lizard men will tend to work for sheep, but they're pretty lazy.
And don't want lazy.
Well, the goblins
are kind of lazy too.
Different levels of laziness.
But you can
if you're looking for
them.
Sheep, then technically the lizard men aren't even citizens. It doesn't matter what you do with them. Technically, the goblins, for that matter, the goblins aren't even citizens.
They're critters.
The whole place is now talking.
Well, what if you do? And so I think a large discussion now is ensuing about the best use of the goblin gnome. Which would be better, goblins or lizard men? Which is least clumsy and least likely to make some horrible mistake that will mutate them?
Well, the lizard men hiss all the time. I don't know what's up with that, but...
Which are actually more intelligent, and so on and so on.
What's the least likely to murder me in my sleep?
The ones that can't get into your apartment.
The ones that are safely locked in cages.
All right.
The ones that are safely locked in cages.
So I guess I'll wait until they show up and keep conversing.
All right.
Do they have like a bulletin board or something though?
Sure.
I'll put up my name for like, you know, somebody looking for training, that type of thing.
Okay. All right. I will go ahead and save you guys a little bit of time. If you go and look, dig around in the history library, you can find some information about when the essentially when exactly the Ebon Hand Temple essentially registered. But you still don't find anything about the Kaleidoscope. It doesn't ever seem to be... There is no record of any such temple being in the city.
What about outside the city?
Under
the what about city? Blank pages alphabetically where in Kaleidoscope?
Huh, this page is blank. And it's Kaleidoscope.
The city of Tallis was actually built on top of an older city also named Tallis. Records of that city are unclear. It's possible that it's referring to something in there. It's more likely that the Delvers Guild library will have something on it. But...
Were you guys just at the Delvers Guild?
They don't have anything
did
on it.
Did you guys actually even look at the books? Did you read these books?
They don't have anything on it. That means no one's run into it yet. Or the people who've run into it haven't reported on it yet.
They stole the books.
So...
Or they haven't returned.
Suddenly so focus your useless. Research into the Kaleidoscope.
That's gross, Moxie.
But no, it's not. It's cold.
It's condensation.
It's just condensation.
You're going to the vet.
We're not going to have her for a week. What's
yeah.
That?
Aww.
Miss Fatitude is gone.
While we're at the library, Eric,
yeah.
And since researching this useful stuff is fascinating, I'll also do more important research about minions and other things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, this book. Yeah, there's nothing here. Nothing here. Nothing here.
Two minions.
Summon your minions. Fun and fun.
Sweet!
First step, collect underpacks. Third step, profit.
Fans make excellent minions once you lobotomize them.
So
eventually, after a few hours of searching, you haven't come up with anything.
We should probably go to that apartment.
Yeah.
After we pick up the rest of our crew.
Of course, we'll go to the apartment.
Anything else you guys want to get done before you head out to the apartment? Okay. You guys listen to Eye of the Tiger repeatedly. You hire a group of bards to sing it to you, and it doesn't seem to be doing it. I mean, initially it does, but then
it builds and builds some steps.
Yeah.
I have the tiger and a training montage to not look what's up.
Damn!
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to actually do something.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to actually, like, go out and experience and stuff.
Well, no, you hear that other living things are full of experiences.
Wow! Like, bags of experience?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to head out to the apartment and kill some stuff.
Find some of those bags of experience. And achieve experience better.
Yeah, but see here, it's all kinds of living things.
So you mean,
please?
If I kill 300 bombs?
Bombs?
They're worth 5 XP each. And the local government will pay us to get rid of the bum problem.
I bet that we could find an opportunity
go back into the sewers.
Then you're done.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to go back into the sewers?
No.
They say there's goblins in the sewers.
I don't care. The
goblins.
I don't like goblins.
3,000 rat kills courtesy of us.
I will pick up the goblin childhood while we're in Delver Square.
Find someone that's guaranteed to attract goblins.
Ah!
Do we see them?
Make make an intuition roll.
A lot.
Oddly, there are no goblins at the at the stand that you buy.
This is crap! I will make my own! Damn, people
can watch and we're like, what is this?
How do you smell like fish heads and tar?
Tar. So where's this apartment located?
Yes. So do you guys head back to the temple or do you head straight to the apartment?
Well, we head back to the temple.
Head back to the temple to gather our resources and...
And also see if the lawyers...
Oh, yeah, the brother. Let's see. I'm not sure if there's anything I can do about that.
All right. You get back. Darish meets you at the door.
Hello, Darish.
Hello. The messenger from Celis Muir stopped by with tickets for Calus.
Excellent.
Scheduled to leave in about 3 days. Celis said this was the best.
Thank you very much. I will go tell Calus this.
I will follow you.
And sir, if you might have a few moments, there is something I do need to discuss with you.
Okay. Give me just a minute. I'm going to go upstairs and talk to Cass.
Spend time be ready to go in 2 days. Spend time be ready to go in 2 days. He's leaving in 3.
Yes.
Yeah, bro, what up?
I've made arrangements to get you out of town.
Alice?
Trade.
Alice? What a trade? This is what Dad made money for.
Alice?
What?
I'm going to put this very bluntly. So either you go to trade for
men with sharp objects and mask again.
Okay. I want to... Can I enchant him so he can't leave?
Can't leave
for 3 days. You can bow down.
All right. Pull the tail.
Enchantment,
bro.
Baby.
All right,
bro.
And I'll take a little bit of blood from his arm, and then do some pretend Wooba Jeeba crap.
Oh my god!
Draw like weird symbols on his like door and crap. Now, if you leave before he or I says it's okay, you're gonna catch on fire from the inside out.
I know nothing about magic, so I probably believe him.
Dude, can I leave the room?
Yeah, you can leave the room.
I hope so.
Sure?
Yeah, you can't leave the temple. Don't get kidnapped, because it doesn't really matter if you get taken out.
Yeah, thank
you. Now, if Eric's with you, you're okay.
Be ready to leave and be ready to leave within the next few days. Your airship leaves in 3 days. Be ready to leave in 2.
And I'll be watching.
You're such a baby.
Here, have a band-aid. There's a little whiny piece on it. There you go.
I'm really surprised you didn't offer to sear it.
Oh, I have this new spell. It's called Spectral Ramp. You feel better?
No.
All right. So now we'll go find Darish.
All right. Perhaps privately, sir?
Okay.
Truthfully, correct.
Well, why are you laying here and not over there on your...
What is it, Darish?
So, if... there is a ritual that may be performed that would bind me closer to the temple than I currently am. If you would perform such a ritual, I would be able to do things like seal the temple off, ensure that no one that you did not approve of did not came in. I would know everything that happened on the grounds, that sort of thing.
Really?
Yes.
What does this ritual entail?
The ritual must be done by a member of the house, or one with Kirstall's blood, which would be you.
Okay.
Small thing, it does require some of that blood. Should take about an hour, needs to be performed at about 2 a.m.
Alright. Well, we'll make arrangements to, this sounds good to me, so we'll make arrangements to do this at the next opportunity.
As you wish, sir.
We're going to go deal with some nasty folks, so.
Excellent.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine. Did we go through the poor section again?
To go through the poor section?
I'm just asking. We might need another wagon.
Well, you're heading up to Old Town.
Is that in the poor section?
Old Town. Not Poor Town.
It could be Poor Town.
It could be, but it isn't. The apartment is a... It's in northern Old Town. It's just off of the street called Crossing Street.
To hear the book with you. Crossing Street?
Yep.
Well.
Kind of head out there, and it looks fairly normal. I mean, it's in an area where there are other people around, but it's sort of the only... It looks kind of, I don't want to say slums, but it's low rent.
Do you see anybody around the corn? Do you see anybody around the corn?
So, how are we going to do this without triggering, you know?
Looks to be about 2 stories tall.
All the people in
and not be terribly different there.
Since we're so, you know,
subtle.
I mean, we could just kick down the door and tell them that the place is on fire.
Can you see inside?
That's a better question than what I thought you were going to ask. Yeah.
sure. I was going to ask if you could set it on fire.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing that came to my mind, or we could set it on fire. So I was like, no, that would be evil. I spent too much time with kids.
Yes.
It's unfortunate.
Actually, it's hilarious.
I spent too much time with James. Let's just set
can
it on
fire. Can you see inside?
I could send my bird in.
Then you can see inside?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you okay with sending your bird inside?
Yeah, whatever.
It dies, it doesn't die.
Bird will be okay.
He dies, she dies, everybody dies.
There are windows that I can look inside too.
Yeah, we all could just go.
Besides, but we're all really sure.
I'm not very stealthy.
I am.
Stealthy?
I should be stealthier than what's listed here.
I'm trying to think of the best way to look at this place without putting any of us in danger.
I have a 14.
I'm more worried about them.
No, I would like to know a little bit about what's inside before we go inside.
Let's go from here.
It's probably based
you guys,
on
the armor. You guys already know the danger that we might be going into here, so...
Stealth is
if you want to try to sneak in and take a look.
She's probably our sneak keys.
I'm going to
stealth. Who are very sneaky.
The which actually you can probably climb walls for a little while, can't you?
She could shove me up in a higher window.
Yeah.
Well, between the two of you guys, you guys could. Yeah,
because you're like both 3 foot nothing.
Yeah. Is there any way you can keep us in contact?
No. Unfortunately not.
I spent all the cool mojo on your brother trying to keep him in the building. He's such an idiot, it's so funny.
I'm very glad you know that spell to keep him inside of him.
I know, it's great, isn't it?
What did you do?
I enchanted him.
You cast a spell on Talus to keep him.
I cast a spell on him.
A spell.
A spell.
Okay, you're right, that's fine. What's even funnier?
Barrett. Deadpan seriousness. Like, I'm glad he knows this spell.
I know, that's what makes it even funnier.
Yes.
Give us enough time, we can, like, do that to everybody. Alright, so burning down the building. Got it.
No, we're not burning. There might be innocent people inside it.
Okay, so...
It does look like... Get a little bit better look at it because I so forgot to try this. Building is a little run down. It looks like the windows have been boarded up. There are windows. They've been boarded over. The place is in a little bit of disrepair. It could stand some fixing. Otherwise, it doesn't really look like anyone is living there now. I mean, it looks like people lived there recently.
Let's ask around here to see if anyone around here has seen people coming in and out or anything like that.
Is there any kind of a ledge around?
Ledge, like the...
Like for the second floor?
That's right, Mandy.
We can hear fighting things truck.
Right.
And I mean, I can all scatter them with the back of the pit. I mean, I can go all the way around and look at the windows.
Right.
Yeah, well, the windows are still open. Right. See if we can find any cracks and windows. See what's in there. We're going to keep the door tight. Yeah.
I'm just going to start talking to people.
So am I.
Okay. And said my own.
I'm going to be asking people if they've seen anyone going in and out there. Do I see anyone wearing any red robes or black gloves?
I'm going to go with Barrett.
All right. If I see anybody that is horribly deformed, I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to them.
But only mildly deformed would be all right.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Hello, Ivor.
Indoor.
Ivor. I'm Frederick.
All right. So you two are facing the door, and you two are asking around, concentrating.
You. That would probably be what, street lines. You want to check the roll?
Sure. Any street
I don't believe in street rides.
19.
Not even. I got a 12.
Let's see. You're like, hey! Hey!
I got
you,
17.
Look at me! Look at me!
Yeah, so the people who have been passing by seem to be ignoring you completely.
I'm used to that.
Are you two trying to be a little stealthy about casing the place, or are you casing the place?
No, we're trying to be stealthy. We're stealthy.
No, they're just knocking on the windows.
You're up, like, in full view of the street, sort of?
No.
All right. You go around, and it looks like the windows have been boarded over. Some a little more thoroughly than others, but both of you make perception rolls.
What's it say? 19? 15? I don't need that one anymore today. Sometimes it's rolled under 10 or something.
It looks like they've been boarded. It looks like the work has been done really, really recently. Probably within the past couple of days. Because it's using the gorilla with fresh wood, which is unusual. You kind of look in, and the places that you can see, the places that you look in, the place seems to be kind of trash. I mean, if
you always put us in nice places.
If anybody hadn't told you that someone was living here, you would assume that this place was abandoned. Yeah, it does look like it. From what you can see, it looks like it's been trashed. It's like the spots where you can kind of get a glimpse inside, it looks like there's just some garbage and crap on the floor. Go ahead and give me another perception roll, both of you.
17. They all hate me too. 13. They all hate me.
17. Alright, it's hard to be sure. Well, you know, there, you don't really hear anything from inside the house. At least no voices. It's hard to be sure, but you think you hear some kind of some scratching or something. And you kind of hear it occasionally. But you don't really see anything associated with it. But it sounds like there might be something moving around.
Perhaps.
Sounds bigger than a rat.
Sounds
much bigger than a rat.
Probably Ulysses.
In fact, it sounds bigger than a human.
Well, I wonder if they closed up shop after it was attacked and just left something here.
So what sounds bigger than a human?
Something that's scratching around inside that we can't see.
Since they're relatively new boards, could we possibly pull them off?
And as you're kind of going up around, you notice some odd smells. Not just chemical smells coming out. It smells very, very bitter.
Okay.
So, Ethan, you're out trying to talk to passersby?
Yep.
Alright, you get a few that won't even talk to you. You finally get one fan who stops. And it's a small little balding fan. And when I say small, I mean he's really small, even for a fan. He's small and he's bald.
Excuse me, sir, don't get up!
He's small and he's bald, and he's got these spectacles. And is, like I said, he's completely bald, and he looks like he's about 1,000 years old. But he kind of scurries along, kind of shuffles along faster than you think he would be able to go. What? Where are you? What?
Are you from around here?
Yes. Why?
Just
paid my taxes. I have my papers.
That's fine, sir.
You're a big fella. What are you doing?
I am a big fella. I'm just curious if you've seen anyone going in and out of that building.
Ah. Not in the last couple days. People showed up. Well, I went to bed 3 days ago. And, got up the next morning and, place is all boarded up.
That was 3 days ago?
Yep. Didn't say anything.
Alrighty.
Thank you. I made a bit of a racket. I think it happened in the middle of the night.
Mm. Alright.
Surprise!
Wow, it's
not a walking stick.
I'll go back and wait for everyone else, but
I got a 17.
If I can do it quietly and push some of the floor off.
Can I see her now, or are we at a different spot?
You can have met up.
Yeah, I have stayed on the same side.
So I can divide it down and go like this to you. This and...
That's not good.
And I will start panic.
That's good. I wonder if you can do this for you. I didn't cut it. I'll go back to that. I'll be back in a moment.
Why are you people talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm running around.
Oh, it's this.
Talking to people.
We hold it up while screaming. So you're going to pull stuff off and see.
Well, I was going to try to, but if it seems that there are any more, we should try to get in and see if you know if it smells. Well, creep back out and here next to Tim.
Like, why won't you people talk to me? She's like,
there's a strange smell coming from some of the rooms. I'm just gonna say, I wonder if you could boost you up there and see what it is.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll boost Tim up by one of the smell areas and see if he knows what it is.
I'm one of the stuff. I'm going to snap there because I thought you were going to come back. So, yeah.
Alright, you're hanging out. You kind of get, you go over and you get there. So. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, about
it,
right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, Arcana?
Yes.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-27.
You recognize some of the smells? You recognize some of the... You know some of what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't really identify all of it. In fact, it's pretty difficult to identify all of it. You got some of it, though. It's...
What's the sum of it?
The... You're able to identify a couple of distinct smells.
Mm-hmm.
And, they are smells you associate with, if you were attempting, you would use chemicals like that if you were attempting to enhance something's growth. Like if you had something biological,
mm-hmm.
and like you were, say, trying to make, say, cockroach or something grow bigger, you can use this kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's not stuff that you should be smelling out of the apartment.
And is this a window then?
Yes, it's boarded up.
Is there enough room for my familiar to sneak in?
We've heard something scrambling around in there.
It's probably big.
It sounds like it's bigger than a human.
Probably some sort of mutation. They've been using some sort of growth stuff.
So are you going to wave the okay at me or not? I'm just standing there.
No, he's upstairs because the smell was me.
Oh, he is upstairs. Okay.
See, I'll get you both down.
Okay.
Let's go get Barrick and Ella and try to get boards off one of the windows. One in.
Your best bet, it looks like there's a window kind of back. That is... back in the middle of the house.
Okay.
That might be your best bet. There's also windows on the side of the house.
does. I say that one in the back is probably your best bet because it doesn't actually face the street, whereas the ones on the side is possible to be seen.
Yeah, we don't want to be seen.
Alright.
And I'll let you guys know about the like guys we'll meet.
And I'll try to get the window open as quietly as possible.
I can't leave my hand.
That's only an 11. Unless I do the level plus half the level thing.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, it's a 14.
All right. So, all right. It's probably going to take you. You can be relatively quiet about it. You can probably scrounge up. You guys probably brought it for a bar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You probably have one. So.
Yeah, I'm sure we do. For those kinds of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a kit for this sort of thing.
Yes. It's our adventuring kit. Shady adventure kit.
Yes. So you must have your B&E kit. I mean, your adventuring kit.
Yes.
And it takes you a few minutes, but you pry it up and the board is off. That you can probably do it. You can roll it.
Okay. You're evil. I will.
First perception. Just to see.
Actually, what happens is you pry some of the boards off, and you're basically looking at a window that's like right here. And you pry some of the boards off, and you pry enough boards off to notice that there's this
big red blob?
It's this big kind of purplish stuff. It looks like a cocoon.
Kill the fire!
Kill the fire.
And it's huge, and it is completely blocking the window. So you get a couple of boards off there. It becomes obvious that that's
not right.
Like you've seen insect cocoon. This looks like a insect cocoon that probably is probably a good 7 or 8 feet tall.
Okay.
Any suggestions?
I say we hit it without this fire.
Anybody have any alcohol fire? Tim?
No, not at all. Are you sure you want to... Is there only one in the room?
We can't see.
It is big enough that it literally blocks the window.
That's gross.
Yeah, that would be why I would say alchemist fire.
I don't have a lot of alchemist fire.
Can you make more?
It costs money.
We have money.
I don't make anything. Fine, get back!
Alright, so, are you gonna try and burn it out? What are you doing?
Burn it out with Alchemist Fire!
Yeah.
Alright, Alchemist Fire it is. To be burning, or rather, it's burning because it's alchemist fire. But the cocoon itself does not appear to be catching.
It's flame retardant. Awesome.
Flame retardant. Great.
Is there secondary damage? Like it does?
Yeah.
It burn for
just one more round, I believe.
Can we hear anything?
6.
Alright. It seemed to kick up that second time.
Okay.
And the cocoon itself managed to catch. But it was sort of a... you thought it was going to go out. And actually started to crack a little bit.
Does anything come out of it?
It starts to ooze this foul, foul-smelling purplish liquid. And make perception rolls.
Sweet. 28. Nope. I only got 11.
Something is moving around inside of you. And it doesn't seem to be... It wasn't moving when you set it on fire, and then now that the cocoon is on fire and really starting to catch whatever's in the cocoon is moving around.
Alright. Get me down.
We are
this is on the ground floor.
We're on the ground floor.
Okay. There's like giant bugs inside.
Yeah, there's something moving around.
Looks like it's beginning to spread from the cocoon to the building.
We should probably extinguish that.
I thought Alchemist Fire burned itself out.
It did, but the cocoon actually caught it. It's definitely spreading from the cocoon.
Grab somebody around here, tell them to ring the fire bell and go fetch the guard.
Alright.
Watch.
Okay. Are you sure we don't need to go in here ourselves and see what's left in there?
If it's on fire, then I will go ahead and use my Alchemist Frost.
Okay.
To put it out.
Okay. You use the Alchemist Frost. That does put out the fire. And the sudden change of temperature is enough to...
That's 8 points of damage.
That's enough to crack the... That's enough to crack the shell. And a bunch of the purplish goo spills out and it smells terrible. And then purplish goose, well, the purplish goo comes spilling out, and part of a limb comes out as well. It looks like it's attached to something. And it looks like it's this weird... it looks like it used to be someone's hand, because you can kind of see you can still see the fingers, but the fingers have kind of melded into this. They're in the process of kind of melding into this kind of spiky shape, and there's a little bit more. It's basically like his hand is turning into some kind of spike, and but it's not quite there yet. So the fingers are all growing together and starting to spread out a bit, and kind of the hand kind of flops out and twitches a little bit outside the cocoon.
We have purple. We have something else.
Stab it with something much bigger.
I don't know.
We have somebody that has very large swords that
I cast Cloud of Daggers on it.
Okay, so you're going to cast Cloud of Daggers on it? Alright.
It's range.
Alright, sure. You cast Cloud of Daggers on it, and the daggers start chopping up into it. And pretty soon, very, very quickly, cocoon essentially starts to break down, and chunks of it fly off, and it comes off in these probably 6 to 10 inch thick chunks of blackish, purplish chitin. And you get enough off to notice that it's definitely what was in there was probably human at one point, and it still is in there and still seems to be breathing. But it seems to be caught in, I don't know, he's got these blades growing out of his arms. It looks like his face is transforming into something that's more insectoid, so he's still got the mouth, but he's got pincers growing out of it.
I pull up my cell phone and call an exterminator and then go home.
Twitching.
He calls the National Enquirer.
Does it seem to be conscious?
It seems to be breathing. Guys.
It's not awake.
Why did we have to go in this place again?
Find out about Malik and the Ebon Hand.
You know, Chaos Cults, Magic Disillusion.
That stuff you do.
You know, the stuff that we've been working on.
Really?
I hate Chaos Cults.
Yeah, I mean,
why can't people just, you know, not turn into creepy things?
I do now.
Because,
not that we didn't feel that way before, and we just weren't, you know,
aware.
Yes.
I mean, really? Who throws a shoe? I mean, really? Who mutates into that?
Who wants to be an insect? That's kind of gross. Should we try to wake him up and see if he's still awake?
Yeah, he might still be.
I think we should stop.
I'm going to make an arcana check to see if I know what he is. Alright, make another perception check.
Yeah, I'm blind at this point. Been so overwhelmed.
17.
Do you want me to do perception or arcana?
18.
Perception. Okay.
That's a 9. That's like a mighty 9.
Alright, anyone who beat a 6?
Yep.
7, 8, 9. So there's a bunch of sort of purplish goo spilling out of the cocoon, and a bunch of unidentifiable fluids. Really nasty looking stuff. Some of the purplish goo seems like it's kind of holding together, in that anybody who gets a better than a 15 notices that it's not really flowing like it should. It appears to be moving on its own. And
it's sentient goo.
Currently trying to kind of crawl over the windowsill and down the side.
That needs to die.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Whatever what is.
Now can I do an arcana check? That sucks. I got 15. You have no idea what the hell is in.
Well, that is obviously an intelligent blob, and, must be destroyed.
It is not natural.
I think we should, send this guy back to Kevin with the town guard when we're dealing with this thing. I think we should grab someone to have
a
how do we explain that we're breaking into the building?
We thought that we heard screams.
We just tell them we were breaking into a building. They're town guard.
She lost her cat.
Yeah.
Meow!
I'm just gonna tell them we are hunting a chaos cult.
Or we could try that.
Tim, since when are you the one that's not going to lie?
I don't lie to other people.
Uh-huh. Just lies to himself.
And us.
I don't know, most of you guys. But, why are we standing here?
Why aren't we killing this goo?
I think the goo needs to die.
Goo has seemed to made it about halfway down. It doesn't move very slowly.
Fuck it, I'm kicking it.
Don't touch it. I can shoot at it.
Don't touch it, it's holding.
Don't touch it, it's holding. Oh, I can't hit it with that. I'm going to be a 10 on a reflex.
Some of you.
I
I want to know what it is.
You have no clue what the hell this stuff is.
Alright, collect some of it.
Sorry, the little pieces can be?
The problem that you see is it's not at all magical.
Oh. Well, that's why I want to use alchemy.
Well, that's still part of the issue. It's not at all magical. Whatever this is,
it's not like a chemical.
But it's not natural.
It's a chemical, but your alchemy is really it's geared towards getting magical sort of effects. I mean, even the alchemist fire and the alchemist frost have some magic in them. Mm-hmm. And as far as you can tell, from what you have here, this is for the lack of a better word, this is a natural substance.
Oh. Except that when I did a nature check on it.
It's natural, but not magical.
No. I did a natural or magical.
Well, it
it's
could
not
be
natural
something.
Or magical.
Well,
because I did a watcher check on it.
Should we just get into this apartment building and just start killing things?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And with that, I have to go.
Dang it!
You enjoy your beef fest.
I'm going to turn into cardboard right now. Somebody pulled me up and put me in your pocket. Something that's
like,
not going to be
punch.
Exciting.
And then just never pulls back. She just stands there covered in
makeup.
Oh,
great.
Sorry.
Oh,
he's like, what? Okay, I'll come back to you. Anyway.
Okay, so we go inside.
Alright. Well, how are you going to cool. Clear out the guy that is kind of mid-transformation and still thing.
I'm going to
pull his stuff out of the window.
I'm going to do acrobatics through the window.
Okay. We're going to turn this through the window. Alright.
We should check and see if this guy's alive.
25.
Okay.
Aren't you a medic?
What?
See if he's alive.
Skill check?
I don't know.
Keep on through, you manage to land in here.
I got a 29 on a heal check of whatever the hell is the creature.
It is alive. It looks like it is definitely something that is in the middle of the transformation.
Okay, is it conscious?
It is not conscious, but it is breathing.
Yeah.
Looks like that. Well, probably 29. As best you can see right now, he will probably live through this. Whoever this is.
I want to get in there and get it.
I'm kind of thinking there's going to be more of them.
Yeah, I'm also inclined to believe that they're trying to. They're part of the chaos cult.
Mm-hmm. We still should get it out, though.
I think we should just hold it.
If there's a possibility of saving these people, I want to save these people. So
don't. I think that mentally they're just too far gone. Whatever.
Yes, but we don't know that quite yet.
Yes, we do.
Alright, well,
haven't we figured that out from the other Chaos Cult people that we've talked to?
Well, we've never seen bugs.
Look over them.
I'm moving two spaces that direction.
And move into the hallway. There's actually there is a door right here. Both these doors are closed. It looks like.
Wasn't that the chief on the second floor?
The one thing that's
kind of
irritating is when you do the character sheet, it doesn't show what your ritual was. Right. It doesn't show how much they cost or anything on the side.
So you land, there's a stairs immediately next to you heading up, and you're in this hallway.
Like it's not treating them as spells.
Down here, you can see.
They're just blank item cards.
Actually, right about here. here, you can see a body.
Would it be different in Aerolab?
I guess. Right about there, you can see a body.
Okay.
The place in here looks like it's been trashed. You can't tell what kind of body you're looking at, just that it is definitely a body and there's some blood. See bits of trash and just crap everywhere. Make a perception roll.
No.
Okay. It looks like, as far as you can tell, this front door is not, at least from where you can see it right now, that it's not barred or anything. I mean, you can't tell if it's locked or not, but at least there's no bar across the door. So kind of in here, what you can see, you kind of can see out, basically, like this, a little bit. So you're not sure what might be back here, but you've got a door on either side. Both of the doors are shut. You've got the body here, and it just looks like there's trash. It looks like somebody has... looks like there was definitely a struggle here.
Okay. The other
and stuff just never got cleaned.
Okay.
So, Ayu has kind of flipped over the cocoon and has gone in through the window.
At that point, I would turn around and use my hand crossbow to kill whatever's left in that window so everybody else can get in.
Okay. Go ahead, give me a tip roll.
Yeah.
All right. What's your max damage? 13.
13.
Plus 2 to 8. I believe there's some attack damage.
Hang on. 6. Are you sneaking right now?
So, you guys are kind of trying to decide what you're going to do with the person in the cocoon. And she kind of does this short run and then flips over everything. Lands in there. A second or so, the eye poop shudders a little bit, and then the glass moves.
Oh, he's dead now. And then I'll yell, come on.
Is there any more in there that you see?
Not
I will
not
just tell them to move it.
Alright. Let's... we need to check the place this one, sorry.
Alright. So, we move the body and tumble in the window.
Okay. So, let's go ahead and move yourselves in there. You really kind of have to work at getting the bits of cocoon out of the way. Like, you manage it, but it takes quite a lot of effort. This stuff is, whatever the hell it is, it's like ridiculously difficult to damage. And when it cracks and comes off, it tends to come off in these chunks that, like I said, are anywhere from 6 inches to a foot thick. And it's like chitin. It's like some kind of insect shell. So you flip in there. You're currently standing in this long hallway. You've got the two doors on either side. And actually, even when you end up kind of having to, you kind of have to move up like this because you really can't stand in it. Not without, like, you're basically able to clear enough of the cocoon away that you can get in. But you really have to work at it to get the cocoon out of there because it's like, it's attached itself to the floor and to the walls. So to really get in there, you'd have to spend some time on it.
But we can get past it to get up the stairwell.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
it looks like
we're going to have to get up the stairwell.
Yes, you can squeeze past it to get up the stairs. And now every one of you, with the exception of you, actually, you're able to clear it pretty well as some of the people.
You've already
I'm figuring I'm just using hygiene one.
Okay.
I guess I'm feeling terrible and lonely without everyone.
Okay. Hitting everyone with the hygiene one. What the rest of you doing?
I would be discussing which door Fusk is going through.
And you do see the body up there.
The fact,
send my bird over to the body.
Is the bird
and actually, I'll send the bird over and look at the body through my bird.
Make perception rolls. Basically, everybody make perception rolls. This is a rule.
24.
17. 16.
It looks like there's more of that purplish goo clinging to the ceiling above the door.
Okay.
And you can see it kind of, sometimes it starts to drip and then pulls itself back a little bit, so it's definitely like holding on up there.
Nasty.
Just waiting for somebody to come in underneath it.
Well, my bird can't really trigger it, so I will basically give a running narrative of what my bird sees.
Alright. Body humanoid or other? The body is of a woman. The dead body. Okay, your bird flies in there. Make another perception roll for the bird.
Alrighty. Well, that's fascinating. Obviously, my bird is, I don't know.
Blind?
Yeah. 12.
It was blinded by 13, goo.
14, 15, though.
Okay. Your bird kind of flies over, and well, you tell me, what is your bird? How do you want the bird to examine the body?
Well, it'll fly around it, and if it doesn't appear to be moving, it will land on it.
Okay. You fly around it, and what you see is, for lack of a better word, you see a bunch of that dark and hardened material. And it looks like this used to be, you see what used to be a cocoon right here.
Okay.
And it looks like whatever it is that was in it has broken out of it. It is no longer there.
Great. One of these things is probably running around.
Speed dial. Anyone?
Checking the reference. I've got Orcus, no Orcus.
Sorry.
No
Orcus.
It turns out our
skeleton would be happy to come help.
I'm sure.
But just say my true name and summon me to your plane. No. Say no.
No.
That's alright.
If he showed up with in this world, wouldn't he be trapped?
Yes.
I think he'd be happy with that, though.
Maybe, until he realizes, I've destroyed everything, but I'm still here.
I don't think he can sleep that far ahead.
Well, that depends on the need.
Anyway.
So the only thing that's on the bottom floor, the hallway, and that area.
I would not have just like pick a wall.
All that's about
very cool.
Yeah, the only thing
about
it. But all we know about is this little T area.
I just saw the stairs.
Yeah, no, that would be what that is.
Alright,
but we don't know about that either.
For the land or not?
Yeah, it lands next to that body first, and then we'll come back if it's alive.
The bird, let's see. She was killed by what looks like, well, as far as you can tell, the bird, the woman looks like she's killed by these claws that go, there's one claw that goes from here to here that basically tore open her throat, and she bled out right there.
I say we just go through this place one room at a time.
Yeah, so do we go through this door or this door first? Since obviously they were looking for us to be coming in through the front door.
We go.
You go this way.
Okay. I'm going to let the dog out first.
I say we go right.
I say we keep right.
You should have thought of that before we left.
I did. Now I gotta go again.
You got a small bladder. What do you want?
I'm tiny. What do you want?
Gosh.
And yet she takes her rest.
We're gonna get an extended rest in now. So when you go to these various conventions as the Gamer's Haven, do you set up a booth? Do you...
No. I get press passes. Which means I get in for free. That's pretty much what I do. I hand out business cards and hand out show cards that have that NPC generator on the back. One of our listeners is going to New York Comic Con for us, passing our stuff around. We had someone go to Dragon Con for us, although I don't know if anything came to that, because that was the middle of that was Dragon Con was in the middle of our site being dead. So
I don't know
if anyone wanted to email us, they couldn't. It's all fixed now.
Did you ever see the video of the cast of Firefly?
Getting prank calls?
Getting pranked at Dragon Con?
Yes, that was funny. That was funny.
I love Nathan Fillion.
Have you seen Nathan? That's from a zombie bar. I just finished interviewing. Had an interview with John Rogers, the guy who's one of the co-creators on Leverage.
Eric, did you decide not to use Benny's?
Oh yeah, we can use Benny's.
Did you want the pen back for it?
Sure.
It's behind you. So I'll put the dog on it. Puppies or cats?
No.
It's underneath the paper towel next to the dice.
Sure. Everyone gets one free.
And then you get one for each player.
And this title is for a reroll.
Same type of reason.
Unless you're Ethan, in which case your character takes 1,000 points of damage for everyone that's on his shield.
Damn.
Starting now.
You want to come over here and write this on my 1,000 points of damage on the character sheet?
Come on over here.
No, you come over here.
Pass me that shit.
No, I refuse to. It's my property. The sheet is printed on my paper. It's my property. My intellectual property is back.
Trademarked and copyright.
Give me this. So it's not trademarked, mind you, because it's not a trademark. But it is copyrighted because I have fixed it to an actual medium. And it's not a registered copyright.
So did anyone give you this?
I did.
Yeah.
And I would argue that, Eric, if you came over here and tried to write 1,000 points of damage on my character sheet, you would be altering my idea, which would be I would argue that it's a derivative work, and I would sue you for breaching my copyright.
I see. Alrighty then.
I think he would just punch you in the side of the head, and that would be that.
But and then that would be assault and battery, and I would have you arrested and sued again.
Now, at that point, it'd be battery.
Do you want to punch him in the head
twice? Actually, it's both assault and battery. When he pulls back the punch, that's the threat of assault.
Okay.
And then
They
I know.
Come.
It's weird, huh?
They would come and consider
it. So if you don't pull back, or you just punch, is it just great?
No.
If there's no pullback to it, if it's just, even if you do the one-inch punch, it's still a solid battery.
No, then they would come and say it was a domestic dispute. They'll walk away.
Walk into a door.
No, walk away. Bad door.
12 times.
Fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yes. You get to use the tools as well. They're dangerous.
For what?
For you give them to me. That's what you do.
What are these for? Seeing as I was upstairs in the potty.
Well,
do you want to do something?
Whose fault is that?
My bladders. I don't know. Mother Nature?
Mother has her own personality.
Doesn't yours?
You can use those to re-roll any dice roll. Basically,
great, I got four of these then.
We only get three for three.
Four more down, get them back.
Oh, you have your ability.
Yeah, I've got an ability.
And for everyone,
he gets three,
and then he gets on. So then,
so he's getting two, five.
That is
so
far.
Because we all get three each. He gets five. He's one for each of us.
And then each one we spend.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why would he?
I don't actually get one for everyone.
No, no. Yeah, he just gets one for each of us. So
yeah.
He gets five for the number of players. Yes. And we each get three. That's all we did this for the game, for this session.
The entire game.
For the entire game?
Yes,
for
the entire game.
Sorry.
Okay.
So, where are you guys
going? Which door do you want to go?
Right
door.
This one.
Right.
Because it's inevitably the wrong door.
Okay.
Correct.
Left door. To the right.
Okay, you open that up.
And a bunch of snakes pop out.
Yep. And you open it up to more purplish more trash. It looks like this used to be like some kind of a, probably somebody's bedroom, or actually probably several someone's room. There are a couple of smashed beds, a smashed table, there's some blood on the floor. There is kind of this cluster of
is this a separate room?
Yes, but there's a hole. There's another one of these things here, looks a little bit smaller. It is the remains of one of the cocoon.
Okay,
it's
so.
Broken open. There is a hole in this wall with a hole with walls. And over here is kind of a smashed double bed. And there's some blood around here. It looks like through there there is a it looks like, from what you can see through there, there's a hole in the floor. And when I say hole, I mean, like, it's like somebody, like, took damn near that whole room that you can see and smashed a hole through the floor. And, I mean, it was probably done, like, bits at a time, but it's pretty large now.
Is it like a tunnel?
It goes down. You can't really see from where you are.
Let's
go
in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any slot around the bed?
There is not that you can see.
Blood around the edge?
There's some blood over here. There is some slime and stuff, but nothing that looks like it's moving. Like the nest right here.
It's already moved.
And the nest does look a little small.
Do you want me to send my owl down that hole?
Yes. At least over to the hole.
If he dies, you have to buy him a snack.
We've got a rat head.
All right, I'll buy
dies.
He gets irritated when he dies.
Does he peck out your eyes?
No, that'd be gross.
Does it happen often?
I don't know. This would probably be the first time.
Okay.
So how do you know he would get irritated if he dies?
He
if he dies, isn't that more of a permanent thing? Like he dies, he's dead, he doesn't need no more.
Not really.
Join the choir invisible?
No. He'll be back tomorrow.
Alrighty then.
He summons his eyes from the snowy land.
Okay, so...
Magic is a foreign thing.
Yeah, down the hole.
Down the hole!
And, look through the room, I would say.
No!
I'm trying to find these things. Destroy them.
What have you seen in there? I'm going to stay in the hallway.
I think we can save them.
We'll save them.
Okay. So, who's going where?
I'm staying next to the
Gateway
armor where they are.
Would have been as close to Barrett as I could get.
So are you going to be in the room with Barrett?
Probably.
I'll be in the room with Barrett.
I am also in the room.
So we're all in the room.
Okay. No.
People are wanting to pile into the room.
I am in the room.
Barrett, are you moving out of the doorway?
Yes, I'm moving out of the doorway.
I don't think you should. You should just stand there.
Watch the door light. And where are you?
I'm right there.
You're right there.
I'm staying right there.
Alright. Everyone go ahead and make perception rolls.
Including me?
Yeah.
25.
23.
20. 25. Okay. Sounds like there's something moving. Probably, the sound comes through here. It sounds kind of like more of that skittering that you heard. Kind of moving around when you were listening to the various windows and things. And it sounds like it's coming from over this way somewhere. Not through here, because the sound is most definitely coming through that way. The owl flies over to the hole of the door. The hole of the floor reveals a shaft that's about 25 feet deep, and it ends in the sewer, and there is a rope that's kind of attached to something underneath the house that drops down that goes the entire length. And see what you got is a big hole leading up into the hole.
How wide is the hole?
It's about 10 to 15, about 20 or about 10 by 15 or so.
Okay, so it's a big enough hole for a person.
Oh, yes. So
it's a very big hole.
Oh, I see. It's that hole.
Yes.
We'll have to come back to that. I think that's probably where it's going to be. That's how it goes. Back into the wonderful land of
the sewer smells.
We have to go back into the sewers again.
Yay, sewers!
We like killing rats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And, we heard some skittering sound off in this direction. Let's go check that out.
Yeah. Okay.
If we can save these people, that's great. However, if they are beyond hope, then we need to put them out of their misery and out of anyone else's.
They are zombified, then we...
Yes.
They've gone nuts. They decided to join
the
chaos cult.
Didn't you say that?
They've
been kidnapped and experimented on.
Yeah. Maybe they were unwilling victims of the transformation.
Yeah, except that what we heard about the other hand.
Yes, we also heard that the other hand has been kidnapping people.
Could we hear that the other hand is kidnapping people?
Yes, we did. Kidnapping happening, and we heard that the other hand is responsible for kidnapping.
All right, you come in here and you kind of look through the whole wall, and looks like there is another door in here that is also closed.
Did you guys tell me about the crime boss's kid that's going to?
I think the only person that would have known about it was these two.
I wouldn't have not told you, so.
He wouldn't have specifically refrained from telling you.
I just...
Well, I wouldn't know to ask is the thing,
yes,
so...
He may not have mentioned it. It's Tim. The question is...
Now, Sarek, man.
No, you were in the bar when you heard that, weren't you?
No, it was... It was Good Eats.
Okay, then yes, I would have told you specifically about it, crime bosses.
We'll keep our eyes open for... Like I said, having a crime boss and get into it is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right. Alrighty. We're going to go back here.
You kind of look in here, and this place looks like, again, it looks like you've got a bed in here that's been smashed. There's some blood, and there's some just detritus. It looks like stuff in here was just smashed and kind of scattered around. Don't look to see. There are bits and pieces of cocoon, but nothing like the broken open areas that you've seen. Not in there.
Is there stuff on the ceiling?
Roll perception check.
Probably. Yeah, 29.
The ceiling looks clear.
Are we in that room enough to see
all
the ceiling?
Currently, the only one who actually shot at the ceiling is Barrett.
Oh,
yeah. But so far, looks clear.
Okay, well, I got a mighty 10, so I go ahead and move into this room and start looking through stuff.
He goes through the hall.
That's when the fun starts.
I rolled a 3.
Yay.
You see, you just don't know a whole lot about it.
Exactly. That's the only important bit.
I can't see a damn thing. That's pretty awesome right here.
That's the only important bits. Like the sword coming at your head.
Yeah, well, and I wouldn't even say...
Well, they would see that after it hit me, but...
Jeremy, did you see this week's Scantily Superheroes?
I did not, unfortunately. What was this one?
There was three pretty weak ones, but the leadoff one was a trained samurai who... First, they threw a baseball, and he drew his samurai sword and cut the baseball in half. In slight.
Exactly, in half. Exactly.
That's cool. And then they took him out and had a BB gun that was shooting the little rubber.
Right.
BBs, and he managed to slice one of those in flight.
Because he had to draw up and do that at the same time.
Right.
They had to show what speed did they have to show down at like 300 something?
Yeah, they had a shot on the high speed camera, and both times, because they fired twice, and you heard the sword hit something. And the first time, you know, if this is the edge of the sword, he managed to hit the BB just off the edge.
Pretty awesome.
And so then he was like, he was very upset that he hadn't hit it square.
He was mad. He's mad.
Right. I need initiatives for everyone.
So are you?
What you see is you kind of move in there. Let me put these guys on the map. Let me put the ones that you see on the map.
You're awesome. You are. 16.
I also got a 10.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and then on the next shot, you already hit it again.
It's a mini dinosaur!
Actually,
a dinosaur's Rex!
Aw, you're so cute!
Isn't he?
body spits poison. Alright!
This is a purplish looking thing. It has multiple legs.
It's not purple, it's green!
It's actually back here. He's got five or six or seven maybe legs. It's hard to tell from here. The legs end in, he's kind of crouched lower to the ground, more like a spider, and his front legs end in these kind of serrated razors. And the face definitely has this kind of this kind of distorted, painful look to it that is both human and insect at the same time. It looks like insect parts have grown out of this face. And it's smaller and it's kind of crawling around, and it you kind of step through and it sees you and you see it, and then you know, it's go time.
It's gone and went.
So, I need initiative rolls from everyone. I use.
Try.
That is power level of that.
Justine, you
have.
It's doing what?
So we just tried to skin it.
Ultimate effective.
18 versus AC.
Yeah. Protection of level 10. If you have a dynamic one, you can actually do it up to level 10, and you can have, usually you only have one alternate effect on at a time, but if they're both dynamic.
You can just enter the mutant mastermind line.
I can just carry it. It's like a slight
scatter. That's all I need to know.
But
it scuttles over and tries to save you, but misses.
It's because it sucks. I was busy telling Tim about meat cementing.
Tim just had one question. Yes. Question not answered.
I think that Tim was just more interested in the mutants part of that, knowing that
no, mastermind.
No, but you're looking to create mutants.
I just want minions.
Well, minions, mutants.
And as if the samurai hitting the BB wasn't enough, it was fired by hand, so it wasn't like it was tripod mounted. And the BB was like white against a sunny background.
I haven't watched those yet. I'm busy finishing watching Small Buildings.
Something bigger comes through. Moves up there.
Oh no!
This one is definitely
no.
Larger.
You've established that there is only one creature on.
Because
this one is definitely larger, and instead of the razors, it has
and much more
complex. In fact, it looks a lot like what the you kind of look at it now, and it looks kind of like what the big thing was kind of morphing into. But it also has multiple legs. It's got six or seven legs. It's got a relatively humanoid torso. Again, you've got that face that looks like it's got the mandibles growing out of it. And it's kind of mixed in this gasp of horror and possibly pleasure. You're not really sure.
Okay, that's creepy. I don't want to know about these things that sound pleasure.
And it comes at you and tries to claw. Target and tries to claw.
I don't allow that.
And probably hits you with a 28.
Ironically, my AC is only a 24.
Takes 38 points of damage.
What?
Well,
say that. I have
5 points of damage.
I have
as it claws at you.
Power.
Take my 5 points of damage.
I think it was your case. No, there was a turtle on top.
And Sarah, you are up.
And I can move through Barracks Square.
Yes. You just can't stop there. Unfortunately, you're going
to. And you would be. You got to provoke him.
Totally against both of them.
That's fine. Move into Barracks Square, and then I'll move into the corner.
One with the razors on his hands swings at you, and does a 21 hit your AC?
No.
Okay. One with the claws tries to claw at you. Does a 14. Just in, sorry, 16 for your AC.
So no. All
right.
Well, the first one did.
Okay. Now we shall start freeing the warden. I will start by marking both of those guys.
Okay.
Where are the counters
and then having marked both of them.
There's a lot of cops in this area. What are you talking about?
with the...
Oh, what are you looking for?
Your, is that
13? 13 surges, yeah. Well, I went down in surges. And I will use the Warhammer. Holy crap.
Slide. Yelp perception check.
Oh my God. I didn't, though.
Well, that's why you can see it.
What the hell? It's a chain monster.
It's a giant chain golem.
Sarah, that's what comes out of the hole.
Mars.
Sarah,
please come. I will. Same as Mark. We'll put a Warhammer in both hands.
Here, Sarah, you were great.
Do a Tempest Assault on the bigger dude.
Okay.
And unless his AC is piss poor,
AC is 21.
I will
four.
Only hit at AC 16, so.
Moment,
yes.
You can if you choose. Remember, you've got your new.
Yeah, I know. I'm good so far. Oh, you did more.
Sorry.
Okay. You're right there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm done.
Where's the,
Eric, you are up.
For you, you are up one. Yeah.
One. Okay, I'm going to try a covering mission.
Sorry, Jeremy, I thought you had to come
with on, let's see, the guy actually
don't
hit
him.
The slicey dude. The slicey dude. I'll hit him, or try to hit him.
The bigger one?
Assassin is the smaller one. Claw Fighter is the
one. I think Claw Fighter is the one that hit him.
No, the big one is the one that hit me, right?
Yeah.
The one, yeah.
Yeah.
Claw Fighter is the one.
Alright, so yeah. I will attack the Claw Fighter and I get a 30 versus 18.
Definitely. Yeah, I'll hit him.
This is going to be trading marks.
Yes.
Well, if you're trading marks on anything, it's. I can mark all the dots.
Yes, you can.
If an enemy is standing next to me, I can mark him.
26 points of damage. I mark him. And an ally next to him, which would be you, can shift two squares.
Where?
What's it?
26.
Shift, but I couldn't shift through their squares, correct?
No.
Okay.
You can shift around there.
It was a...
I'm good where I am, so
it is an option.
Alright. That was fair. I do.
You are.
Well, I'll go ahead and use my move action and shift it. Ayu, you are up.
Okay.
Hello, you are.
Well, I am good.
Hopefully, getting him to move.
I'm shooting straight at the guy that I can see.
This one? She's got a doorway there.
Yeah, she has that one there. Yeah. Right. Okay,
shooting the wall there.
That's the crossbow. That's
20
versus AC.
That will not hit.
Yeah. It's perfect. I'm going to turn that in because... No, I rolled the same thing. That's better. So that's 26.
That's right, Maggie.
26 versus AC.
That will hit. How much damage?
D6 plus 12. You gotta love a D6 plus 12.
Ella, you are up. Tim, you are on the deck.
All right. I get if I rolled another 8. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and
okay, so we roll this one.
And I'm gonna go ahead and use Lance of Faith against the smaller one. And 24 versus reflex.
Which is the one with the reflex?
The assassin.
The assassin.
Same 4 versus reflex. We'll hit it.
Okay.
I'm going to use Spectral Ram on the assassin dude.
Alright.
Does a 17 hit his fortitude?
Yes, a 17 does hit his fortitude.
I like the description on this. You seize your foe with unseen magical force and bash him against the ceiling and walls before dropping him to the ground and hurling him back. Ow. 12 points of damage, and then I'm going to hurl him 3 spaces. Well, basically, I'm just going to hurl him. Well, to the corner, so Beric is in a nice charging. Yeah. And then he's also not prone. Actually, he's the assassin.
He's marked by Sarek anyway, so if we'll see what happens.
He's still not marked.
Well, he's going to stand up.
Woo! Moving. Let's see.
Which is his move action.
Yeah. Yep. So standard and a minor left.
Give me a purple or something easier to see.
It's gonna move over here.
Okay, that's the one that's marked by me.
Oh, if he's marked by you, then it doesn't matter. Here's back here. So he's back here, right?
Right.
He's marked by you.
Provoking you, Ethan.
If he's thrown against the wall and he has a stingy tail,
he just moves into that space.
No, that doesn't provoke. Okay.
Because the stingy tail wasn't facing the right direction. And because he didn't crit.
He didn't impale himself?
Yeah. He does seem to recover.
I don't understand.
see it because you hear this kind of thing. And another one of these guys is hovering, and it's got wings.
Great.
Come out of its back. And it's hovering just off the floor. And it kind of it appears from up here.
Okay, who has hairspray? And a lighter.
Kenma, I think it would be up to you to cast a web.
Right, so then
I don't have that stuff to go.
Today. Sorry. All right, the qualifier gets to go. Who is it marked by?
Me.
Mark right there.
Closest to Sarah, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And no matter where he goes, he's going to get hit.
You should be able to shoot.
He's actually getting moved, so he's going to keep swimming.
That's why.
You got enough range?
Yeah.
Actually, I take that back.
You know, say, you should be able to shoot diagonally.
That's right. You can shoot right here.
Which doesn't go up here.
Which isn't go up. Okay.
But now he's flat.
And tries to claw away at you.
Oh, so he's got like trap claws?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pinchers. 23 versus your AC.
Nope.
Sarek, you're up. Barrick, you're on deck.
Okay. We'll mark both of them again. Not that it's going to stay. I'm not changing it because I know as soon as Barrick attacks one, it's going to change. So. Again, we'll do the Tempest Assault. We'll target the yes. Right. We'll target the Claw Fighter as the primary target. Okay. And I'm using the Warhammer Two-Handed. Five versus AC.
That'll hit him because AC is 21.
He will take 13 points from the primary attack and 3 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
And the assassin will take 4 points of thunder damage.
Okay.
Thunder!
Claw Fighter is now blood.
Okay, well, he's going to take
31 points of damage.
All right. I think he's dead.
And remarked him.
And I remark him on his
is 31 points of damage enough to kill him?
No. I didn't shift it.
Okay. Alright. Ayu, you are up.
Okay. Flourish once again. Natural 20.
Nice.
That's great. So you don't have to roll
any damage. That's max damage. So... okay. Don't you have an extra thing you roll for crits?
Yeah, you get 2d6.
Yeah, we get 2d6 this time, right?
2d8 in addition.
In addition to that.
That's if she has combat advantage.
She's right.
She's, well, she's got range, and we've got combat advantage.
Not anymore. She's a shift.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So then that's just 1d6 this time. That's just 15. 16.
Sorry.
That is enough skill.
Just 16.
Splatted. He's
over. He dies a lot.
Shudders. Your bolt catches him in the eye and it twitches and shudders and spews more goo.
Is it purple?
Getting purplish goo all over Barrett.
Not me. Hygiene moron.
Huh?
Hygiene
moron. What? Why?
Because of the grossness. Don't worry, I won't.
I mean, this isn't mutant, it's genetic goo.
I don't think you want to be hit with whatever the hell this
right.
is.
Hella, right. You are up. Tim, you are on deck.
Okay. Alright, Lance of Faith to the assassin. So again. And that's probably going to hit. It's 12 versus reflex.
Not quite enough to do. Anything else, Ella?
No, I think I'm good for now.
Alright, I will move up behind Sarah.
Okay, there's a wall here.
Oh, that's the wall. Never mind. I'll move up to the doorway so I can see.
The doorway is actually a hole in the wall. It looks like something has
burrowed
through it.
Then I will use Ray of Enfeeblement on the guy in front of me.
Okay.
Fine dude.
Assassin?
Yeah. No, the assassin. Assassin.
Why does he have a purple mark? Who's purple?
I've marked him.
Okay.
Or the one in the other hole in the wall.
I'll shoot the guy in front of me.
I'm awesome. Broken.
No, I don't think that was enough. that would be 19 versus its fortitude.
Is enough to hit it?
Oh. Takes 9 points of damage and it's weakened until the end of my next turn.
It is also
sweet.
Weakened is not the same as slowed. Darn it. I do extra damage to stuff that's slower.
I know.
Because we can move slower now. It's the same thing. But now he's getting higher.
What the hell is he not?
Let's see. One more time.
Weekend.
My character sheet has randomly stopped adding in the weapons.
Okay. Ran out of levels.
Yeah, so it's home.
You know the hands there. That's actually
bad. But it's a zombie?
Looks like it's not mine.
It lands there.
I don't know what it is, but from this angle, it looks like it's not.
The Warhammer familiars.
Okay.
Chaos familiars.
So it's not
other. Chaos has all the coolest familiars.
Who currently has that assassin mark? Chaos, of course they have the coolest familiars.
He does.
I've added marks.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We'll try to...
Stringy, sir.
What's stringy on?
Yes, I'm stringing you a lot. 27 versus AC?
That hits me.
Alright.
Sweet. Talk and roll. Sweet. Bring it.
Take 8 points of damage.
Sweet.
It's a secondary attack. Does a 21 hit your fortitude?
Yes.
Oh my god.
You take 5 points of poison damage and you are slowed.
That sucker's nice.
Does it take 5 ongoing poison damage?
Yep.
Okay.
And you are smooth.
Excellent. Sweet.
Slowed lasts until.
No, that's for you.
Yeah, see, you had to put it in there. Just hold on to it. Whatever works. That doesn't always work like this.
Sable and both of those effects.
Right. I was counting on that save.
This assassin
flies in through here and around here and gets to a point where it's going to try to
bite you in the butt.
My ferret.
Does a 27 hit your AC, ferret?
Yes.
Yes. Take 8 points of damage. Does an 11 hit your fortitude?
No.
Okay, you laugh the poison. You just flex. The poison leaves your body.
The poison is free.
Yes.
Ah! Please don't hurt me. I hear you.
Alright. Then comes the big one. Lumbers up through here, up through there. This is the Eviscerator. The Eviscerator also has claws, but they are, they look like they're for tearing.
They look like
serrated claws.
Was a chick killed by this particular one?
Quite possibly, yes. And it moves up there, but it can't actually attack you. Sarah, you are up.
Right, so beginning of my turn, I make a... Just see if I resist the slug, right?
Yes. For the record, your class ability lets you do that. I looked at it again. It lets you make a save versus one effect.
One effect, okay.
However, in this case, that's perfectly fine because both of those effects are tied to the same saving throw.
So if I make one save, they're both gone.
One save, they're both gone.
Okay.
All right. But I'm just saying, for the future, they're on fire from 5 different sources or whatever.
That's good to know. And I rolled a nat 20, so...
All right, no problem. So no longer slowed or poisoned.
And everything, all the enemies within a burst 5 of me are now marked.
All right, then. That would be all of them. Yeah.
Okay. They're all now marked by me. Thanks to the Warden's Grasp.
So basically, like, everyone is marked by you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah. All of them. All of them are marked by you.
Yes, I can't.
No, I'm sorry. That's erupting font as opposed to the...
Excellent. Well, go ahead and mark them all. And then, what are you doing?
Okay.
Beric, you are up next.
Thank you.
see.
Run around naked?
That would be odd.
Move there. So this one get attacks on me since I'm moving through its...
Moving, yes.
Yeah.
I'm moving, yes. Something like 27 versus AC.
I'll hit.
Then this flying assassin. Right. Yeah, all right, I haven't forgotten. I'm just getting closest ones first. 18 versus AC.
Will not.
Okay, so he'll take half damage.
Okay.
And. The last flying one.
Assassin in back.
And 29 versus AC.
No, definitely.
And
okay, so the folks that you hit, how much damage?
Well, for the one I crit it, he will take 19 points damage. And it says each creature in blast. So do I have to roll to hit versus my buddies too, or is it just not?
It says each creature in blast.
Each creature.
Yes, roll to hit with each buddies.
Okay. Barrett first. 14 versus AC.
No.
So he'll take half damage. Tim. 21 versus AC.
Actually.
Isn't your AC
21? But that's okay. I've used my shield, or my shield, my staff benefit, so I'm fine.
Alright. Okay. So he'll take half damage.
Well, I guess it kind of depends on math. I don't know right now.
Each target is not prone.
Even on a miss?
Even on a miss.
No, it's okay.
No, it's beautiful.
We're pretty much fine with it.
Okay. I have an action point on this guy. And I think it's fine.
That's not how long I'm going to roll this. So the big dude will take...
roll damage once.
Yeah. Okay, so everybody then that didn't take half damage will take...
And the guy you critted on didn't take max damage.
Right. So 12 damage is what I rolled.
Okay.
And then the ones that took half will obviously take 6.
Okay. And then the one that you critted on actually takes extra because you critted on a magical item.
I critted on him with the Aftershock Warhammer.
Alright. And it is, what's its enhancement bonus?
Plus 2.
So you're probably going to get another 2d6 on the description of it.
It's a 1.
1d6.
So roll 2d6 and add that to the damage you do to that.
Alright. One assassin takes it to half damage. Probably dealing 2 well.
It's a 1.
D6 per plus.
Oh, okay. See, on my sheet, it actually says 2.
So, the one that I critted, it's an additional 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I'm also reading it upside down.
Alright.
Nice.
Well done. And then everyone is prone.
And as a minor, then I can sustain the earth-shaking thing that keeps him prone, or makes it difficult to rain.
Alright, so,
everyone goes prone.
Hooray!
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 Everyone goes prone. Mm-hmm. Alright. Great.
I stand up with my move action.
Knocked on your butt.
Stand up so I'm no longer on my butt.
And then I will move, provoking from 3 prone people that are marked by him.
Okay.
And one of them, which is weakened.
Alright, sure.
And they're prone.
Isn't he dead?
Not yet.
They're prone, so they're minus 2, plus an additional minus 2 because they're marked by him.
So they all take minus 2.
Yes.
And an enemy that's marked by you is within 4 squares and makes an attack that does not include me as a target. I can slide, and they are slowed.
Okay. So is that an interrupt, or is that a reaction?
Immediate reaction.
Okay, so you do it after the attacks. It's an important thing if you slide them. Because if it's a reaction, you slide them and they can't attack.
All right, this one still managed to get a 26. Does that hit you?
Is that with a minus 4?
Yes.
Ouch!
Alright, take 6 points of damage.
Which one was that?
That was the one who is bloody.
Okay. Do we want him shifted or do we want him where he is?
I'll leave him where he is.
Okay.
I guess I'm doing a different thing you want to do.
No, it's fine.
assassin misses you.
Nine. And the eviscerator.
And then the eviscerator also misses you.
Excellent.
And they will all be slowed. And as well as prone.
How long does the slowed happen?
Slowed until the end of its turn.
Okay. Well, I move over there, and then I burn my action point. And do my nifty new ability, come and get it. Crossburst three, each enemy in burst. I pull each enemy two squares to a space adjacent to me, and then make an attack against each one. So.
They're all now marked by.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright, so we will start with the guy on the giant tower of stuff. Yes, 22 versus AC, Eric, on the assassin.
On the weakened
assassin.
On the
the other assassin. That's better. 24 versus AC. On the Eviscerator, 30 versus AC. And on the little snotling dude or whatever thing.
It's another slime.
Final assassin, yes.
Final assassin. Okay, I'll miss that guy with a 14 versus AC.
I'd be willing to do this.
Oh. 14 versus AC, and in fact, he was prone.
That's true. I think that just affects their attack. No, if they're granting combat advantage, that'd be a 16 versus AC. I still think that's
still not enough.
Okay, well, I'll try.
I'm offering.
If you're offering, you're welcome to extend it.
Go ahead, try again.
Yeah, that'd be less than that, so.
The fates have decided that he did not get hit, but everyone else.
Alright.
Takes. Love it being verbal sometimes. 13 points of damage.
Okay, well, that outright kills the bloody assassin. Alright. Is that it? How do you, Beric?
Done laying waste.
I'm done laying waste.
And everybody is now marked by me.
Okay.
Alright. Ayu, you're up.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that power.
I like
get it.
Yeah.
Your 6 points from the half damage.
Yes. It is. You call your opponents for you and deliver a blow, they will never forget.
Yeah. That would be the definition of coming. And then I'm shooting him with a
crossbow. And it's a
number.
You get
some better damage. It's a nice way to hit. You do extra damage.
Okay. Then I'm going to do my slide floor. Thank you. We did very well, regardless.
Healing search.
27 versus AC.
Yeah,
that'll do. And you said I got what?
Oh, Derek, I did spend a minor action in to start up my defensive stance.
Sorry, what?
You get your bonus damage. Your
TDA.
Your extra TDA.
TDA. Eight.
All right, what's your total damage?
So it says 1d6 plus 12.
Okay, so
on here,
add a d6 plus 12 and then add 2d8.
Well, that would be, but for me, total.
All right.
Point,
looking pretty good.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
Seems to be, he takes it.
Nah, I'll say that.
That's kind of weird.
And
what? The fact is, it's in general. Form of Mountain Thunder attack is an encounter power. And I have to be in the form of Mountain Thunder, which is a daily power.
Yes.
What Tracy did is he
goes along with
preview.
Yeah, but I agree. But the fact
that it ends up being modified different screenshots.
Right. That's what I, said. It was kind of weird. Was
the screenshots and paste them into Ella, you know, or paste them into file and then send it to me. Fancy pants there.
take your fortitude.
Go up, no.
Alright, so you laugh at the poison.
And it falls prone again.
And falls prone. Okay. It's sad.
Yeah, because of the...
Oh, yeah, ongoing effect.
Ongoing effect. Anybody that ends the turn, they're...
So is it anybody that ends the turn? Okay, so I would...
Oh, I fall prone then.
I can end the prompt. I can end the illustration.
I don't care.
All
right. I don't care. I mean, you can hit a range of those. I mean,
the other assassin.
I'm fine with just standing up and whacking.
Yeah.
Whatever, standing up and whacking.
But most of my stuff is
here. Depends what Earth is shaking.
The stuff I want to use, though, I need to move in. I mean, I can match the missile if I can tell.
We can also cast from a prone position, though.
You can't use anything.
So much for the assassins, now the eviscerator gets to go.
He's marked by me. No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I marked everybody, then you got up and challenged everybody, and everybody got it marked.
You told everybody to come and get it, and so
come get it!
I bloodied him now.
Bring it! Eviscerator. Biatch!
Alright, so he will stand up.
Come on.
And try to claw at you. He kind of scrambles to his feet and tries to bring the claw down, down on you hard.
He's
just 23.
Nope.
And then he falls over.
He's
the same. And
Sarah's
turn.
He's the same. Alright, you're up.
Right.
Come on. He's so the same.
Stand up.
Alright.
And,
you were already standing.
Well, I'm technically a creature in the area, so I would be prone at the end of my turn.
I would think that your stance would be for me.
It says any creature.
Yeah. Marking the eviscerator and,
that's another assassin.
And one of the assassins, because I can't get that assassin. Okay. So I'll mark those two.
Okay.
And then we'll take the...
What is the...
Which one? You're shaking your head.
See, I would venture a guess because it's radiating from you.
No, that's the zone. After the black, that's the zone. So.
Still maintaining it.
But he's in the zone.
But he can't. Unless he moves, it doesn't move.
If your future reference is blast, not burst.
Okay, what's the difference?
A blast comes out from you, sort of like how Colin's threat weapon did.
It's
so it's basically any three square in front of you. If any square that's adjacent to you, basically.
As opposed to on both sides.
Instead of out from you.
Okay. Alright.
But for future reference.
Right. Now that's...
Well, because then next time you don't
know,
have to. Yeah.
Unless you choose to move it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's like a breath weapon.
Yeah.
Form of Mountain Thunder's attack. Which is each enemy in close first one.
Did you say each enemy?
Each enemy.
Okay.
Yes. Like I said, I can let the earth-shaking rend end if, you know.
Timbus doesn't understand why he's falling over.
Timbus had too much ale at the wizard's bar.
I didn't drink anything!
That's what you thought?
Maybe I drank too much.
Maybe you didn't drink enough.
They said it was prune juice.
The eviscerator. I missed the eviscerator. All right. And
guessing a 29 versus reflex on the
assassin.
On the assassin that I'm hitting.
No,
there's
still two assassins.
Yeah, but all but
one I know one is
done. Yeah.
Yes. The assassin.
So the damage shall be 1 time to not roll a 1. That's only slightly better, but it's still better. The damage will be 15 points of lightning damage.
Alright.
And so the one I miss will take half, and the other one will take 15 points of lightning damage.
Zorch! The assassin is now bloody. Alright, are you quite done wreaking havoc, sir?
No.
Yeah.
Alright. Eric, you are up.
I will let the earth shaking rain stop, so.
Okay. Thank God!
But those two were not. If they hadn't been prone, they were not prone again, so.
Okay. I will stand up.
This is where you were, wasn't it? Or.
Yeah, it was. No, it was in front of the door.
There.
Okay. I said 15. It's actually. It's 18, because they. Since they're marked by me, they take an additional 3 points of damage.
Okay.
Sorry.
They took thunder and
lightning.
Alright, I am standing up, and I will attack the Eviscerator. Oh, we'll just do a regular cleave attack. 25 versus AC.
Eviscerator, that will hit.
Assassin, the bloody assassin next to him takes 3.
Right. Is that marked both of them?
And that remarks
both of them,
yes. Yeah. Now everyone is still marked by me.
Okay.
Next.
Yes.
Yes.
Say it takes a minor action.
Okay. Like a minor action per. Can I go and do each?
You can only do one at a time.
One at a time, one per. Okay. That's fine.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Trickster's Blade. I'm just going to stab that big guy.
Alright.
Wow! My face!
We've rolled 20 in damage there. 20 plus 7, so 27.
Right. 27. Okay.
Well, you have powered assisting him into the afterlife.
Woo-hoo!
So it becomes a smear.
Good. He didn't even get to do anything cool.
Did Jim run in and hit it with a stick and died?
No, actually, I knew.
I feel like she dropped the stick on it from orbit.
I got mad and just went like that.
It's 27 points of damage with a short sword.
Although you went better, I'm staying sized. It's a short sword.
So is dagger.
Yeah.
Take
this little guy here and shove it somehow.
Ella, you are up.
Okay.
What's her looking at? Go, ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, apparently she found the spot where you poke it and it explodes.
I'm going to write that spot down. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to guess that from where I'm standing, I can probably see this one.
Yeah.
Probably can't see him. Okay.
No one steps over Tim.
I waste her with my crossbow. Wait.
I elbow you in the groin.
Oh, I need that groin for a living.
My only one.
My only one.
So pray I have the backup.
And then I kick you. And I kick you.
Poop to the head.
Oh, my other groin.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and pass Lance Pace on the assassin.
Dance!
It's like a wacky wall walker.
The only remaining assassin will now stand up.
And you have run for the hills?
You have a mark for it?
Affirmative.
That's not going to do it. 18 versus your AC.
No.
Not do much of anything. He tries to sting you. He tries valiantly to sting you. And he kind of realizes that he's probably looking at his last turn here, and he's sad.
And he's trying to sting himself.
Sirik, you are up.
Hold your action, sir.
You can't make it past me to attack this thing because it's in a. I'm standing in the doorway.
Yeah.
But I have an attack that could probably pull it in. So. Just basically wait.
I'll wait and see if Beric doesn't kill it right out from under me.
Alright, Beric.
It's not even bloody, so it's not. That's not gonna happen.
Will 17 hit its fortitude?
That's a good idea.
17 hit fortitude,
yes.
Okay, then we don't need to finish. Or you
just put the essentials around.
Takes 14 points of damage.
Right.
And it gets a -5 penalty to melee attacks until the end of my next turn.
Right.
And for giggles' sake, I will mark it.
Alrighty. well, it's bloody now. And Ayu, you are up.
She went from a 1 to a 2.
I went from a 1 to a 2.
Woo-hoo!
That was awesome.
Well, that is technically better.
Oh, I see it over here. It's I'm going to guess a 15 doesn't hit its reflexes.
Probably not.
Okay, well then I will go ahead.
No, 15 is probably the
I'll go ahead and move on. And I bet that does. 1927?
Oh, yes.
Here you are. There we go. I'll email you.
13 points of damage.
Alright, it's still up.
And Tim can have a +2 to it.
There's a Maggie here.
Okay. No. Get out of his lab.
But I'm not allowed.
Alright, Tim.
Yes, that's not allowed.
Finish it.
Tim will charge.
You know better manners.
Can Tim charge it?
Oh,
Tim can charge it.
If he charges it to my head.
He can go through a friend. He talk with.
All right, Tim.
He can jump in front of
Tim. Charge. Take my +2 from her and my +1 for the charge.
All right.
And I will drop this.
You get a...
Ooh. Make a melee basic.
You get a +1 bonus to the attack roll.
That's pretty much. This is going to be my melee basic, because that's 12, 18, with the +3, +1 for the charge, and +2. Is it 21 versus its AC?
That's enough to its AC.
Okay. It's not going to kill it, but... 10 points of damage.
Is enough to kill it.
Yeah!
So you rush him to say,
Tim's a combat mage.
Gripping your staff. Club. And you swing down, and as you're bringing the... At this point, Sarek and I know instinctively to get out of the way. You're bringing your arm down, and Sarek hears the whip of the staff, and he instinctively dodges to one side. It's just about to clock him in the side of the head.
I dodge the splattering ooze that comes out of it.
Oh no, it always splatters me, so...
Because he never noticed
this. And then... It strikes the assassin bug thing, who you hit it on this side, and it causes this side to like crack open in bloody guts and viscera, spray all over Barrett.
Sweet.
In fact, more goo comes out of that thing than you thought was actually possible to be inside of it.
That's right, more goo.
Good work, Tim.
It's dead.
And it is dead.
Alrighty.
Nice. Good work, Tim.
Tim the Mighty.
Now that,
I make no effort to clean myself off. No.
That's okay, I'll be hitting you with this hygiene wand.
Huh? Why? What?
Yeah. Can we take a
couple minutes? I'm not letting you get
into
the temple like that.
So. Alright. It's nice that was without Robin even being here.
And I didn't have to heal anyone.
I know.
How the hell did that happen?
I'm taking a short rest. Spend as many healing surges as you need to heal yourself up.
Tim took a little bit of damage, but...
I'm fine.
Yeah.
And make a note of where all of your dailies and how many surges you have and all that. We're going to call it here.
I have all my crit.
Great. I only have a daily utility power, and that's it.
I use one daily.
I have a new bunny.
Alright. Bonus.
Tolus, Arcana Evolved, and the Knight of Dissolution are copyright Monty J. Cook, all rights reserved, and are used with permission. Music used herein is copyright Martian Love Secrets and is used with permission, and Dungeons & Dragons is copyright Wizards of the Coast, all rights reserved. For more information on the recording and the copyrighted material contained within, please visit our website at www.canadiancrusaders.com. This has been a Thousand Monkeys production, and content is released under a Creative Commons non-commercial, no derivatives, share-alike 3.0 United States license, all rights reserved. This is the Vorpal Network.
No one to talk gaming with around here.
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games, RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. Go to the Gamer's Haven now!
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.